It's time for another Senior Spotlight, and today the spotlight shines on Ella Colucci. Ella, tell us a little bit about your family.
We're a family of four. I've got my mom, dad, and my brother. My brother Justin's 31. He played baseball at Cathedral.
And did he beat peers?
They were pretty good back then. Yes, he made it to the state tournament, so yeah. I think so.
I would say they probably beat peers along the way. Well, tell us some of the activities you're involved with here at Peers, Ella.
I play on the hockey team. I play softball and trap shooting. And peer helping and web and stuff.
Talk about your hockey career. What a storied season it was last year. Tell us about the forecast for this year's team.
We should be pretty good again this year. We only lost three last year. Got some tough competition coming up, but we should be a strong team again. Just got to put our minds to it.
No more triple overtime section finals, okay?
I hope not. It's a lot of stress.
Yeah, it is. Well, what drew you to hockey? How did you get involved with that? When did you start with that?
I started playing hockey in Little Falls when I was three. My parents always had season tickets to the St. Cloud State Huskies games, and I used to always go as a little kid. And my grandpa actually played goalie for Bemidji State, and I think that's just kind of what got me into hockey.
Okay, and I know you're also a member of the softball team, and the softball team has done very well in recent years. That's been a lot of fun in the spring for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for softball this year. I think we should be a pretty strong team again. We lost a big part of our team, Brittany, but hopefully we can replace that and be good again.
Talk to me about how fun it was to be a part of the homecoming royalty court this fall.
It was a lot of fun. The dressing up part for me, not so much, but it was a lot of fun.
Were you surprised, or how does that process work here? Do they start with a field of this many candidates and narrow it down, or to the final five? Is there voting layers or tiers?
A survey of all the students in the senior class gets sent out to the senior class. And they vote on four females and four males, and then the teachers pick one more student, so there's five. And then the survey of the five candidates gets sent out to the 10th, 11th, and 12th graders, and then they pick from there.
All right. Well, that had to be a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to see all the students up there on the stage for that homecoming week. Outside of athletics, I know you're big in hunting, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
What draws you to that? Tell us about your experiences with that. It's not just a hobby for you. It's kind of a big deal.
So my parents own a shooting preserve, so we have a shooting preserve at our house. So, my dad's a big hunter, my family's hunting, so, we do it a lot and started young and just kind of got hooked. And I like getting kids outside, and so I'm on the NYLC, it's a National Youth Leadership Council, and we're a group of 20 kids from across the United States, and we just promote conservation and getting young kids outside.
What's your favorite thing to hunt?
That's tough. I would have to say probably waterfowl.
Do you have a dream hunt that you'd like to go on someday?
Montana elk hunting.
Oh, that does sound like an adventure. Now, did I also hear that are you still or in the process of getting your pilot's license?
Yep. We kind of stopped at the pilot's license now because I'm going to attend college at UND.
Okay.
And major in commercial aviation. And they told us it'd be a little bit easier if we just didn't get our private pilot's license and just wait and go through the program.
What draws you to that field?
My mom's a flight attendant, and we used to fly all the time when I was little, and I'm just fascinated by airplanes, and I think it's a really fun job.
So will that turn into a commercial pilot? Do you ever give any thought to a military and becoming a pilot in that venue, or has it been straight to, as you said, UMD and that training program?
It's been pretty straightforward just to being a pilot for a major.
Okay.
Commercial airliner.
Are there a lot of those programs around, or what is UMD kind of a main hub, to borrow a airplane phrase?
The only two schools around here are Mankato and University of North Dakota. I'm attending UND because it's a little bit, they have a larger fleet, a little bit more expensive, but
Now, did you say UND, University of North Dakota, or UMD?
University of North Dakota.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Duluth, but it's North Dakota. Okay, yeah, because that airfield, I think, is right across from the Fargo Dome, is it right?
Yep.
Yeah. We've driven by there when the Pioneers have played up there. Talk about your preparations in high school now, study-wise. Favorite subject, least favorite subjects?
Favorite subject is still probably gym. Least favorite, maybe college algebra or comp 2.
You find yourself having to spend a lot of time outside of class working on homework, or is it once school's done, you're done with the books?
In college classes, you get we're doing a lot of notes, and so after school, you gotta spend a little time doing your homework. And in college, homework is not mandatory; it's not graded. But if you don't do it, you aren't gonna pass the test.
Ella Kalushi is our senior spotlight here. What's one just fun thing that you've experienced here at Piers that you look back on and just probably for years and years and years look back and just maybe smile or laugh about?
Definitely riding the bus through. When you're down or on our way to the state tournament and just all the kids outside, that was awesome.
All right. And you mentioned UND. Is that a four-year program then, or is it longer than that, or what's the timeline for your airline future?
It's a four-year bachelor's degree.
All right. Any advice you'll give to young students now as you're a senior and you look back on your freshman, sophomore, junior years?
Just don't take it for granted. It goes by way too fast. And looking at it now, you wish you could be back and freshman again and enjoy it all again.
But you wouldn't trade being a senior, would you?
No.
All right. Ella, thanks very much for sharing some time with us here on Senior Spotlight.
Thanks.
Ella Kalushi is our Senior Spotlight.